You know, Tom, to many observers, private equity and to a lesser extent hedge fund investors enjoy some pretty favorable tax treatment over the years. And there's concern that with the Biden administration coming in, that may be at risk. So, again, some last minute deals being discussed right here for, in terms of regulation. Private equity in particular looks to avoid a tax hit on passive investment. That's kind of one of the big issues. Let's get some data on that. Let's get some information on that. We do that with Siri Belusu, Bloomberg tax reporter. Siri, thanks so much for joining us here. The private equity folks, again, have had some pretty favorable tax treatment. What are they looking for now?
So there were some rules that came out last week regarding the way private equity investors would be taxed on investments in passive foreign investment companies, which are PFICs. And that brings in a whole host of problems because those PFICs actually are subject to punitive taxes. And so any domestic partnership that has those types of overseas investments could now start seeing higher taxes, interest charges, and penalties.
So how widespread is this type of structure, Siri? Is this something that we're looking at some serious dollars for the Treasury, or is this more of a kind of a loophole for selected investors?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it is a widespread problem, especially for hedge funds and private equity, which are often structured as domestic partnerships.
So what's the feeling, I guess, from a tax perspective, Siri, as it relates to the Biden administration broadly defined? I know a lot of, again, hedge fund investors, private equity investors, maybe more so concerned about that they're going to be targeted under a Biden administration. Is that a reasonable concern?
Whether it's reasonable or not, I can't say. But there is definitely a lot of talk about what a new Biden administration could do to some of the more taxpayer-friendly regulations that were written in. You know, there's a new exception allowed on some types of offshore income, and that was really taxpayer-friendly. It wasn't in the TCJA. Treasury just sort of wrote it in to bring consistency across some pre-TCJA rules. And so I think there is definitely some concern now that things like that could get pulled back.
What's the political landscape at Washington? I mean, how unloved are private equity lobbyists and their brethren that actually practice the evil trade?
That's a really good question. You know, I don't think that they're necessarily the most nefarious characters in Washington, D.C. I think what people are more focused on is just making sure that they're taxed fairly. Prior to TCJA, private equity funds were able to defer taxes on offshore investments pretty much indefinitely. And so now it's just a matter of putting in a framework that targets those investments in a way that's still, you know, supportive of those investments and global business, but also making sure that Treasury is getting their hands on what they deserve.
Thanks so much, Siri. Thank you greatly. Greatly appreciated. Siri Belusu with us this morning.